B-Pod Studios.
Ready, set, go!
This is Checkpoint XP Daily, your daily dose of esports and video game discussion. A complete look at all things esports and gaming. A production of Beasley Esports XP. Here are your hosts, Nate Bender, Robbie Landis, Norris Howard, and Joe Sloan.
Checkpoint reached.
Hey, welcome to Checkpoint XP Daily for Monday, May 6th, 2019, your home for esports and gaming. I want to thank everyone listening on CBS Sports Radio 1300 in Baltimore, as well as the Ticket 1230 in Roanoke Rapids, North Carolina. Today on Checkpoint XP Daily, it was a busy weekend in esports, so we'll go over all the latest in the major esports leagues. Plus, we'll be playing another round of The Last Word. Those conversations are ahead here today on Checkpoint XP Daily. But we start today playing a little bit of catch up from the weekend. Joining me to help break down whatever they were doing this weekend is the Checkpoint XP crew, Robbie Landis.
Moving the payload.
Norris Howard.
What up, though?
And Joe Sloan.
Check a look.
So, I don't know about you guys, but I had a nice, relaxing weekend enjoying the NPL as it came back.
Oh,
and,
yeah,
and
right.
I was caught a little bit off guard because it went live on Saturday and I got the notification. And I was like, oh, yeah, that is this weekend.
It's this week, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I must have missed Friday. Nope, they changed their broadcast schedule because now it's doing Saturday, Sunday.
Mm. Interesting.
Yeah. That's interesting.
You know what? Bringing it. So it was Friday, Saturday before, right?
It was Friday, Saturday.
Yeah, okay. Saturday, Sunday?
Saturday, Sunday. And it seemed like, at least on Saturday, they got a better turnout. So I didn't.
Well, and
I mean, but
you know,
they still
was
end up
watching,
clashing with NALCS when it comes back. Not,
but yeah, that's the thing is, like, if this is for phase two while LCS is down, because LCS won't be back till probably June.
They're
yeah.
actually, I think they're hitting the right spot.
Yeah, I think it's not a bad move right now.
It's not dumb, and it falls more in line with what the PEL is doing as well.
That's fair. Yeah.
So they're able to stack the broadcasts a little bit more meaningfully. So I think that was probably a smart move. Let's see if it pays off for him. Also, man, I didn't get a chance to talk about this before we broke for the weekend, but I had a really stinker of a day last Thursday and Friday.
Yeah, you sure do.
Because as I was driving into work, my car that I had just bought like last year had less than 100,000 miles on it, decided, oh, we're just going to like throw the transmission out the bottom of your car and you're not going to be able to move anymore.
The waffle plate, right?
Yeah, it's the waffle plate,
waffle
apparently.
Plate.
So yeah, my transmission entirely died. I had to nurse the thing over to a shop that was right next to the radio station, and then found out that a little bit too complex for their ability to do.
No.
It's a small shop. It's a small shop. Like, they could have bought
this, and this would have been like a full transmission teardown. And,
exactly. Yeah. They could have. Well, and that, dude, that's the thing. There's not that many transmission specialists that are left.
Yeah.
Like, most places.
Most people, when the transmission goes, they say, you know what?
So just get a new transmission. Yeah. So, I actually took it to a transmission specialist who is working on it now. And, yeah, that's.
Not cheap.
Not cheap at all.
No. No.
Yeah.
Not fun.
That sucks.
Not fun.
Sorry,
that was my weekend. Fortunately, my mom is very kind and let me borrow her car. So it's not like I'm not able
not
to
like you're
get
stranded
around.
In the yeah, moment. Yeah.
But, you know, I don't like driving it as much. You know, like if it's somebody else, bless you.
Thank you.
If it's somebody else's car, you know what I mean? Like, I don't want
to. It's no fun driving anyone else's car unless you're joyriding and stole it. I mean, that's one thing.
Well,
but,
I mean, but it's just certain stuff that you know, you don't want to do in other people's car.
Exactly. And it's mom's car, too. Like, you don't want to have to take it back to mom and be like, never mind the dent. That was there when I got it.
Whenever my sister or my mom borrows my car, it inevitably comes back with something
different.
Newly weird or different about it.
Yeah. You got to stop lending your car out.
Pretty much.
Why do you think I moved 2 hours away?
That's why?
That's part of the reason.
CC Decibels in our Twitch chat over at twitch.tv/checkpointxp says, at least you weren't on fire on the highway. Or at least you weren't on a highway.
Yeah,
I don't know where I put. I don't know where I put the fire thing.
I was about to be like, damn, where'd fire?
Well, damn, CC, I would agree. At least he wasn't on fire.
At least I wasn't on fire. You're right.
I don't know where I saw that.
That's
crazy.
A great way to look at life. At least I'm not on fire.
Yeah. So, like you, Nate, I didn't do much this weekend either. In fact, I only left the house at one point to go grocery shopping. But I did Yeah, thank you. I did actually run, I've started up a new D&D group. We're doing it bi-monthly on Friday nights. This is not being streamed anywhere, so don't go looking for it. But a few of the viewers and then Katie are basically in it. And the reason it's relevant is this is the first time I haven't done an original campaign. I'm actually using like Wizard source material now.
Yeah, the first time you're using a campaign book.
And it's really weird because when you do your own campaign, you just make everything up. So if somebody asks a question that you don't have an answer for,
just make it up.
There you go. You're just making it up now. And now I'm always second guessing myself. Like, is that in the book somewhere? Should I try and look that up really quick?
So do you find it more stressful?
Yes. See, I actually thought it would be easier because now I have everything at my fingertips. I don't have to actually make anything.
Yeah, well,
but it is a lot more stressful.
That's the thing about campaign books is they're a really great way for people to start DMing. Like, you know what I mean? And then usually people transition from using a campaign book into making their own stuff up.
I just went right into my own stuff.
Yeah, if you've been doing your own stories now for years, I could see how it would be hard to go on someone else's
story.
It's
like trying to relearn to ride a bike with like inverted... like handlebars.
Yeah.
Like it doesn't feel right. And we actually ended up spending an hour. They went into a shop that had like a fake like stuffed beholder as like the mascot sitting out front of the shop. And we then proceeded to waste like 45 minutes to an hour because Katie wanted the plushy beholder. And she dropped 50 gold on it.
Oh, wow. God.
Yeah.
Wow. Well done.
Well, for me, my weekend was a tale of 2 days, essentially. Two very vastly different days.
That would be what a weekend is.
Yes.
But, a tale of 2 days. Yes, that is a weekend. Excellent.
I'm saying my 2 days were very different, you jackass. Anyway.
Norris seemed a bit off his game today to you guys.
A little bit.
That's okay. At least he's not reading comments where he's apparently on fire.
Well, we don't know that. Maybe on Saturday he was on fire. That's why it's a tale of two days.
Maybe. Were you on fire at some point?
I don't know. It felt like it. But anyway, my Saturday was very chill. Spent it watching some OWL. It was kind of nice out. Hung out, did nothing but relax for the most part. Sunday, I got off to a great start when played soccer with the bros. That was super fun. Played very well. Got my lungs back. And then, out of nowhere, like about 45 minutes after I got done playing soccer, just the worst migraine ever just came out of nowhere. I mean, that sit you on your ass kind of
migraine.
Oh,
yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about.
And I had people coming over for Game of Thrones in like a matter of hours. Man, I was struggling. I tried to go outside, get some sun, fresh air. Didn't work. Came home, passed out, slept for like 4 hours.
Yikes.
Popped up literally 8:25 to answer the phone from my friend. Yeah. Everybody came and watched Game of Thrones, and I was fine after that. I was like,
damn.
Dude, I also had to catch a midday nap on Sunday, which was nice. Like, it was great.
Yeah.
The weather was nice. I had all of the windows open.
Yeah. Michigan finally gave us one of those, like, decent weekends.
Dude,
I swear it was the
nice.
First decent weekend we've had this spring.
Yeah, I would say so.
So,
yeah.
Like Norris, my weekend was a tale of 2 days.
You know what? That's what we should call this now. Instead of
the segment
update,
is called
it's
a tale of
a
two
tale
days.
Tale of 2 days. Okay,
I like that.
All right. That's fair enough.
Saturday was so much a lazy day. It was just like, I'm going to bust out my Switch. I played FF10 on the Switch from like the time I woke up to the time I went to
bed.
Are
you done with it?
I am where I could be done with it at any moment. It's that kind of...
Gotcha.
I'm at the end where it's like, how much do I want to grind and do, like... Because in the HD remaster, you get all the optional bosses that weren't in the U.S. version.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
The Dark Aeons and Provenance and all those, like, all
have
the special...
Have you been doing those?
I'm leveling up so I can. They're all really hard.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
So I finished off Unaleska and started getting my Celestial weapons unlocked, the ultimate weapons. I got most of them and said, all right, I'll go fight my first Dark Aeon. No. I ran into the Magus sisters, the Dark Magus sisters, and they one-shot me.
Honey.
And that was it for me. So now
I'm
grinding.
You might want to try an easier Dark Aeon fight.
Yeah, Dark Valifor is supposed to not be the worst.
No, they're still pretty bad.
Is it? Yeah, because I ran into Dark Magus sisters accidentally, kind of, because I was going back trying to get to
once you complete everyone's sphere grid 100%, then you can go give them a try.
Well, I'm working on getting triple AP weapons to do that. Sunday, with it being nice weather out, we decided it was time to embrace the oldest and noblest of Michigan homeowner traditions and clean up the yard after a long winter. That was supposed to be a 2-hour project in the morning.
By the way, how big is your yard?
It's probably like from the elevator to the end of your hallway.
Okay.
Like, you know. Pretty average size yard.
Front yard and backyard?
No, that's the backyard.
Okay, just the backyard.
But it's a pretty average size yard, I would say, front Michigan house.
So the house is like pretty much butts up to the curb.
Yeah. No, there's a decent front yard too.
Okay, so like if you have to mow the lawn, then
backyard's
that's
twice as long.
Okay, gotcha.
Is to give an example. But we had that
not a corner lot though.
No.
Oh my god.
Just
please stop. Please stop. Can we not turn this into
Joe?
Can we not turn this into HGTV XP?
I was gonna say Joe over here talking about having to do an adult, you know, doing adult stuff. I spent 15 minutes in Walmart deciding if I wanted to buy the Pharmacy Hasbro action figures or the Sombra one to save money.
Said, I saw that that Nerf gunblade.
Is that a real thing?
I don't think it's. No. I don't think it's Nerf endorsed. I think someone made it.
No,
I want it to be real.
It needs to be real.
Yeah, oh,
it
does. Dude, totally.
Oh, I want that so bad.
I just want to go around and boof everybody.
Oh
with
yeah,
this.
Absolutely. You would.
That would be the greatest convention weapon.
I want one of those.
Great LARP weapon.
Yes
absolutely. I don't even know if they let you bring it at a convention
these days.
Probably you have a better chance of getting into a LARP.
It's true.
Anyway, I'm really sore because staining a deck sucks.
Oh, you went staining the deck, huh?
Ooh, yeah.
That doesn't sound fun.
No, next year we're tearing it down. Yes. I don't even want a deck anymore. Hate it.
You could do what the people who lived in my house before me did and try to burn it down with their grill.
Oh, well, I do have a grill next to it.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
I'm going to burn it down.
Don't do that.
Probably
don't,
not. Don't. Anyway, yeah.
So that was your weekend.
Yeah, that was half my weekend, yeah.
So, Joe, when we actually get into the summer, we have like really nice weather in and out. Are you going to invite us all over one weekend to have a grill out?
I like that idea.
Norris,
I think so.
We're live tweeting the whole thing.
I'm ready.
We could host a grill day. I mean, maybe, you know what? What we'll do is we'll find a day where we're off at the station or something. We don't have a lot to do, and we'll all go over and have like a grill lunch or something at the house.
I mean, none of us have had like housewarming parties. Like you're the only one who owns their
owns a house. Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
So
I know.
Man.
So I know ruining any of your stuff doesn't make the landlord mad at you. You the landlord. So it's just you getting mad at me, and I can handle that.
Right.
And I still need a reason to go buy you a housewarming gift.
That's true.
I mean, I'll get you one, too.
I suppose we could do that.
That'd be nice.
Okay. All right. Yeah. We'll have a cookout.
Do you be
point.
Grilling, though? Like, do you grill?
Yeah, I can grill.
Really?
I do know how to grill.
Okay.
I know, I can grill. I feel you.
We're going to do some. We're going to do some spicy Italian sauces.
Yeah, oh, that's the pertinent question.
Propane or charcoal?
Propane and propane accessories.
I'm not going over there.
We are a propane family.
You said the wrong,
not going
wrong answer.
I'm not going over.
Now, this is true. I discovered this while cleaning out the garage. We have a charcoal grill for like a portable charcoal grill in our garage.
So really?
And they just left behind?
You can do both then.
Yeah, that's true. I could do either.
There you go.
There's just going to be less room on that grill.
You need the mesquite taste.
That's what I'm saying. You got to have it.
There was an episode where Peggy and Bobby found out that charcoal is actually better.
They did. That was an episode.
That's a phenomenal episode because I think at one point they have to burn their clothes.
Right, they do.
Because it smells like charcoal.
They do.
It does, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to leave the conversation right there. But listen, we want to hear from you. What were you getting up to this weekend? Connect with us on social media. That's Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter and Checkpoint_XP on Instagram. Still ahead on Checkpoint XP Daily, we'll bring back one of our favorite games, The Last Word. That segment will wrap up today's Checkpoint XP Daily. But ahead next, it was a busy weekend in esports. We'll go over all the latest in the major esports leagues. Stick around, that's ahead next on Checkpoint XP Daily.
This is Checkpoint XP, esports and gaming radio. This is Checkpoint XP, esports and gaming radio. CheckpointXP.com.
Welcome back to Checkpoint XP Daily, your home for esports and gaming. I want to thank everyone listening on the sports beat of East Texas, 104.3 in Carthage, 103.9 in Marshall, and 100.7 in Henderson, as well as 1250 and 94.5 ESPN San Antonio. Checkpoint XP Daily is a part of the Beepod Network at BeepodStudios.com. For more great listening options like Inside the Ropes, a weekly look inside wrestling, and the WWE and Talkin' Rock with Meltdown, an interview and music news podcast, go to BeepodStudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery. It was a busy weekend for fans of esports. Not only did we have Overwatch in action, but we also had the Street Fighter League. But why don't we start off with what we saw in NPL, because NPL is back for Stage 2 with some fairly hefty changes to the teams that we maybe even expected to see. So just to get it all out of the way, the top five teams at the very end of Stage 2 will qualify for the GLL Grand Slam PUBG Classic in Stockholm. There are $200,000 in prize pool up for grabs.
I like that name a lot better than the Global Summit. I like the Grand GLL Slam. Grand Slam.
That's right. GLL Grand Slam. $200,000 up for prize pool. And let's get into some of these team rebrandings and adjustments. Now, Team Mustache Dave was one of the best performing in contenders that we saw. We knew that they would be moving up to the NPL proper. They've rebranded and are now known as the Rumblers.
Mustache Dave is way better.
Mustache Dave is a great name.
I know. Space Station Gaming dropped all of their roster and are now continuing as Pecadors. We've also got Accelerate Gaming has entered the National PUBG League by gaining three players from the former Denial roster. This means that Denial Esports have dropped their entire roster, but they've picked up three players from Smokin' Aces.
There's a lot of shifting.
This is like a merry-go-round. Holy cow.
Absolutely, and we're not even to the biggest one yet. The full roster of Shoot to Kill has been picked up by Lazarus.
Wow.
And Y-Tempt Fate, who had performed very, very well in the Global Summit. They've been signed under Space Station Gaming and will be continuing under that name in Phase 2.
Wow. So talk about a lot of movement.
There's six teams that either are not that team anymore or have had so many people leave the team that they may as well not be the same.
You're absolutely right.
I think the thing as a fan that would bother me the most is the teams that basically they just took their roster and just moved them to an entirely new team.
Yeah.
Listen, you're absolutely right. And credit to the broadcasters for the first weekend of NPL Stage 2. They were going way out of their way to explain again and again these roster changes. But the good news is if you're a fan of Cloud9 or Tempo Storm, some of the heavy hitters from Phase 1, those rosters have not seen much change at all. Let's take a look at the standings. E-United is topping the board with 71 total points. They've got a pretty commanding lead, which is surprising because E-United struggled a lot in Stage 1. Coming up right behind them in second is Lazarus with 58 points. 1 point separates them and Cloud9, who have 57 points. In third place, and only one more point separates them and Tempo Storm, who took it in Stage 1 but struggled in the face of Global Summit. They're at 56 points, coming in fourth. And then,
so was anyone actually in the audience maybe for this one? Okay.
Here's what I noticed. They've moved a lot of their interviewing around so that you don't see the audience as much.
probably smart.
That's a good adjustment for Stage 2.
Probably. So that's what was going on in NPL.
Yep. All right. So moving forward, we also have a lot of news coming out of the Street Fighter League. This is week 4, but only the third week of play. So in Street Fighter League, always subtract one. That's how you know what week we're on in terms of play. Team Storm Samurai took his Akuma, completely wasted Team Frost, puts back a one-man reverse sweep.
Wow.
Goes through the whole squad. Everybody kind of went nuts about it. But his team captain, Idom, is continuing to struggle. His Laura, he's a Laura main, pretty much a Laura one trick. She's getting banned out, so he's been forced to play Birdie. His Birdie is not great. So they're going to have some struggles as long as Laura keeps getting banned or Idom gets another character. Punk fan favorite here at Checkpoint. His team, Inferno, remains undefeated at 3-0. Punk pretty much carries a lot of the weight there. Knuckledew, another favorite here. His team, Gale, swept Team Psycho.
Wow.
They completely made it a non-factor. And right now, in terms of the standings of Street Fighter League, there are four teams tied at 1-2. Pretty much only match differential is separating those teams.
You're listening to Checkpoint XP Esports and Gaming Radio. I want to thank everyone listening on WEJS 1600 in Williamsport and Sports Radio 100.9 and 1070 in Madison, Wisconsin. We're currently going through the latest updates in all the leagues, and it wouldn't be complete if we didn't check in on what was going on in the OWL.
That's right. Well, we just wrapped up week 5, which means we are now going into the Stage 2 playoffs, and a few things I want to note, San Francisco Shock finishes the league's first perfect stage 7-0 with a perfect map score.
Wow.
I told y'all to watch out for this team.
And it's going
to
keep going because they got seeded against the Dragons in the playoffs. So they're about to add another 4 wins. Probably. The Dragons came close.
Yes, they did.
They came pretty close on a few of these matches. The Atlanta Reign beat the New York Excelsior again.
They just had their number, man.
Yeah, I mean, it did go to a game 5 as well. But yeah, no, Atlanta, it's really, really weird. Speaking of weird, the Washington Justice, they took the Boston Uprising to a game 5.
You know what? You know what? I don't even want to hear it.
Look, I'm right there with you. The Houston Outlaws finished 0-7 this stage. I have no idea.
To be fair, I was looking at the rankings. The Houston Outlaws actually had the strongest schedule of this stage.
They did.
So I'm kind of not surprised.
But
that was
they weren't helping themselves the way they've been playing.
What are we looking at for the Stage 2 playoffs?
So as we said, the San Francisco Shock going up against the Shanghai Dragons. That's probably gonna be. I mean, you can
just make Shanghai,
just make it competitive.
Yeah, that's all we're really hoping for. The Hangzhou Spark going up against the London Spitfire. With the way the Spitfire's been going, I don't know. That could fall either way, but...
Yeah, but London looks good.
Yeah.
Spitfire versus the best branding in the league? Are you kidding me? It's a match for the ages. I'm ready for this.
Yep, we got NYXL going up against the Los Angeles Gladiators.
This is where the upset is.
Mm-hmm.
You think so?
If there's an upset, this is
the
match.
This one. Yeah,
really?
Definitely.
Now, do you think that's because the NYXL have been knocked off their game from the Atlanta Reign? Because they've been fairly dominant.
It's a combination of both. The Gladiators look really good.
6-1 this stage. Mm-hmm. NYXL 5-2. So the chance is there. And then finally, we got Vancouver Titans going up against the Dallas Fuel.
That's
going
to be fun to watch.
Press F to pay respect to for the Dallas Fuel. That's going to be a bloodbath.
So the Vancouver Titans, obviously, you know, huge first stage. What do you think? What's the finals in this one?
It's going to be Vancouver and the Shock, I think, is the safe bet. Now, what that ends up looking like, I don't know. If there's anyone who can take them down, though, it's definitely the Shock.
All right. Well, listen, we got to leave it right there, but we want to hear from you. Were you watching the NPL? Were you getting ready for those Stage 2 playoffs in the OWL? Connect with us on social media. That's Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter and Checkpoint_XP on Instagram. Coming up next on Checkpoint XP Daily, we'll be dusting off one of our favorite on-air games. The Last Word is ahead next on Checkpoint XP Daily.
This is Checkpoint XP. Check out the latest esports and gaming news and opinions at CheckpointXP.com. This is Checkpoint XP, esports and gaming radio. CheckpointXP.com.
Hey, welcome back to Checkpoint XP Daily, your home for esports and gaming. I want to thank everyone listening on the Fanatic in Philadelphia, as well as everyone listening on ESPN Pittsburgh. Make sure you check out our website over at CheckpointXP.com, and while you're there, make sure you sign up for the Checkpoint XP Nation newsletter. Get behind-the-scenes insight, photos, and access to contests and unique content. All it takes is an email address and a zip code. So sign up today at CheckpointXP.com. There's a lot going on in the world of esports and gaming right now, which means that it's time for another round of The Last Word. Joe, remind us how we play.
Yep, so I've got some of the biggest issues in both esports and gaming. You're each going to get 45 seconds to give us your thoughts on each of them. And obviously, whoever goes last gets to give the last word. So, Norris, we're going to start with you today.
All right.
With Sony officially stepping away from E3 and more companies beginning to host their own events, has E3 become obsolete? Is it on the path to it, or does it have a bright future ahead?
I personally think Sony stepping away from E3 doesn't necessarily make it something that becomes obsolete or something that people don't want to enjoy. I still think that there's a very large communal aspect to gaming and gamers that no matter what, you'll see E3 exist in some incarnation. Con culture has become as big as it ever has been, and I think gamers still want that unique feel without having to feel so broken down and bifurcated by all these different events. There are still events that are going to be more holistic, that are going to have multiple devs, that people are going to want to go and enjoy. I think E3 is still a great place for that. So no, it won't be obsolete, but it will be different.
Ooh. You had, about 3 seconds left. Yeah. Not bad, though. Not
close.
Bad.
It was close. Mm-hmm.
All close. Right, Nate, we're going to move over to you. Do you need me to read it again?
No, I think I'm ready.
Okay. Nate, go ahead.
So I don't think it's Sony stepping away from E3. It's the absence of Sony and Blizzard and so many of the industry leaders that have eschewed E3 in the past. If they haven't completely eschewed it, they have reduced their presence out at E3. So I think that, you know, as long as it continues to present itself as a business-to-business event, it continues to be very difficult to monetize. And I think you're right, with con culture being what it is, and they have started to open it up to a little bit of the public, if they keep going that route, they might be able to survive.
Boom!
Well done.
Wow, very nicely timed.
Well done.
Okay, Robbie, you have the last word.
All right. So I think that both Nate and Norris here bring up great points. And I think that the way that we have to look at it isn't necessarily E3 itself, but what E3 represents as what, you know, this giant business expo before. Because with the likes of Sony stepping away, it could be fine. But if that trend continues, one of two things is going to happen. Either E3 will have to adopt or adapt, which they've started to do with the way they're sort of moving towards the E3 Coliseum with, again, the con culture. If they don't, however, I don't think that even allowing like sort of an indie presence into it is going to help fill in the holes that they need monetization-wise. If that happens, I think places like PAX will benefit, and E3 could eventually end up falling to the wayside.
All right, I'll take that.
All right, you picked it back up in the end there. Yep. I got you.
All right, Nate, I'm going to give you the next one first.
All right.
With employees at Riot staging a walkout this week, it's once again brought up the question of unionization in the game industry. Is it ever going to happen, and should it?
It needs to happen, and it needs to happen. Like, I think now is the best time for it to happen. The dialogue is no more robust than it is right now. We've seen egregious abuses when it comes to what expectations these developers have for their employees, and you know, when you have stories of such excessive crunch time and excessive abuses by top execs, there's only one natural recourse that you can take, and that's to really band together and form a union. It's really that important, and the time is right now.
All right. Okay. A couple seconds there. Pretty That's close. All right. That's
pretty,
all right.
Pretty close.
Mm-hmm. All right, Robbie, do you need it read for you?
Nope. Okay. I don't think the question is whether or not we need to unionize. Obviously, we do. The game developers are only going to benefit from that, even if we end up having to wait a little bit longer sometimes for some of the games or pay a little bit more. I think a lot of gamers are willing to do that. The problem is, I don't think it's going to happen as soon as we'd like it to, because we know that even in the current iteration, that the developers, it's a revolving door. They're constantly coming in, burning out, leaving, and they're shoveling in more people. And I think that even if they were to start to strike, they start to stage these walk-offs, there's enough developers out there that are looking for work, that need work in today's culture, that they can keep kind of doing that revolving door for a little bit longer until it gets too bad that they have to.
Very well
done. Very good.
Okay, Norris, we're going to send it on over to you for the last word.
Of course, it needs to happen. I'll echo the sentiments of Nate and Robbie. However, I'm a little bit more cynical when it comes to the formation of a union, because while I think that there is drive, while I think that there is a want and a need for it, I'm still not completely wholly sold on the fact that the political climate is something that's conducive to that. And while I think that people are going to try to lobby for it and push for it, I still think that Riot is such a strong player in the entertainment game, not just in video games, entertainment as a whole, that they have people that, you know, are smart enough and well-educated enough that they may be able to stall this out until the energy behind it is literally gone. So I don't think it'll happen anytime soon.
Alrighty, you're listening to Checkpoint XP Esports and Gaming Radio. I want to thank everyone listening on Fox Sports Shoals on 97.9 FM and 1340 AM in Florence, Alabama. We're currently playing an on-air game called The Last Word.
Alright, Robbie, you got the first one this time. The next generation of gaming is shaping up to look very different with the advent of 5G and cloud gaming. What is console gaming going to look like in 5 years?
Ooh, good question. I think that 5 years isn't quite enough time to get rid of consoles entirely. I think that there are still some sections of sort of the gamer culture that is still a little bit attached to the idea of going and buying and having something physical in their hands. I think that probably the generation after what's going to be defined by the PlayStation 5, that might be the one where stuff like cloud gaming or being able to stream games will solidify itself a bit more. By then, you're going to have a few generations that are used to the idea of digital content, buying everything that they need online. And I think that that's the point that it's gonna happen. But for now, people still need their boxes. They still need their games.
All right. Nice. All right. We're running out of time. Norris, hit it.
I think 5G is going to change everything fundamentally, because it's not only is it going to allow people to sit there and game, quote unquote, faster and more efficiently, I think it's also going to do something different to the creativity and how games are designed and actually built from the ground up. When we talk about stuff like cloud-based development and we talk about people being able to develop while not being confined to whatever hardware that they're using, I think that's where the true innovation of 5G comes along and makes games that we never thought possible much more of a possibility. It makes online climates a lot easier to develop for, and people are really going to enjoy more robust experiences. And yeah, that's going to include consoles as well, so it's going to be great.
All right,
Nate, you've got the last word. Go.
We're running out of time. I do think that 5G is going to change everything, but not the way that everyone sort of is thinking about it. It's really just going to change the delivery vehicle for how we end up consuming our games. And that's only because for so long, a big immersive AAA experience has been locked behind having to sit either in front of your television or in front of a computer. And now with 5G and Google Stadia, we finally have the opportunity to take that out from having to be in front of a computer and really condensing that down into a small screen. It's going to change the way we consume.
Nailed it.
We're going to have to leave it right there because we are out of time, but we want to hear from you. Connect with us on social media. That's Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter, and Checkpoint_XP on Instagram. Thanks for joining us for Checkpoint XP Daily, the first internationally syndicated show on esports and gaming for radio. Visit our website, checkpointxp.com, for insight on esports and gaming, as well as a wide collection of podcasts and interviews. Checkpoint XP Daily will be back tomorrow with the latest in esports and gaming news. Join us Monday through Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern, live at twitch.tv/checkpointxp. Our theme is provided by the band Weird At Last. Find more at weirdatlast.com. Checkpoint XP Daily is a production of Beasley Esports XP. Lead segment producing by Joe Sloan. Producing and booking help from Christine Solis. And, of course, my co-hosts who pull double duty as producers for Checkpoint XP Daily. Robbie Landis, Norris Howard, and Joe Sloan. My name's A. Bender. Keep listening.
You've been listening to Checkpoint XP, a complete look at all things esports and gaming. Check out the latest esports and gaming news and opinions at checkpointxp.com.